Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Gimel in Meseches Shkalim. It is the 454th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up with the Mishnah on the top of daf Yud Beis. Our daf is going to discuss the halachos of someone who's magdish his nechasim. He designates his nechasim to the Beis HaMikdash, and part of this property that was designated was Ro'i L'Karbanos, and particularly if one wants, the Hegdish wants to use the value of it, and not, the, for example, an animal for a carbon, what needs to be done. There will be many opinions in our Mishnayis about how that should be done. So that will be a lot of the theme of our daf, discussing Kodshei Kodshim, Kodshei Bedek Habayis, Kodshim Kalim, and these halachos of Pidyon will carry us all the way through the taf. Let's jump in. Hamagdish nechasav, someone who consecrates his possessions, v'hayi ben dvarim ru'in ler karbonos hatzibur, and amongst them were things that could be brought as karbonos hatzibur. Karbon Eida adds that we're talking about ktores, that there was ktores that could be used for karbonos hatzibur. And let's say the gizbar doesn't want to hold on to the ktores, he wants to trade it for cash. So what should be done is the following. Yinasnu l'umam bischarn, if you pay the workers of the Beis HaMikdash with this incense, that would be acceptable. Then, in such a case, the Ktores would go back L'chulin in their Rishus, and Beis HaMikdash has saved themselves some money. Div Rebbe Akiva, this is the opinion of Rebbe Akiva. Amalo ben Asai, Einahi Amida. He says that's not correct. El Mafrish Mehen Scharo Umnin, but rather you separate the amount of payment that what you would have given to the workers, umechalin osan almos haumnim, and then you transfer the kedusha of the ktoras onto the money of the workers, finosan osan umnim bischarim, and then you give the workers the ktoras as their wages, vechosin velochim osa, and we buy the ktoras back from the umnim mitrumachadashan. Now the mefarshim explain that according to the opinion of Ben Azai, the Moser Ktoras in such a case cannot be given directly to the Umnim. And for that reason, the Beis HaMikdash needs to use it. But there's another problem, that it needs to transfer from being the Bailus of a Yachid to belonging to the entire Tzibur. And when, if it's bought from the money of the Tzibur, if it's bought back from the Umnim, so then in such a case it could be used as the Haktara. We put a big period over here, and now we begin discussing Hamakdish Nechasav, someone who consecrates his belongings, and amongst his belongings had an animal that was Ro'uy Agabe Mizbeach, Zichar Munukevas, both males and females. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Zicharim Yimachru Tzarche Olos, the Zicharim could be sold for Olos, Unukevas Yimachru Tzarche Zivche Shlamin. And the females are sold for the shlamim. The Mishnah in Temura tells us, the sugya in Temura, Daf Lamed Gimel, tells us that the halacha is that any behemoths that are sanctified for bedek habayis still need to be brought as karbanos. Now, the zecharim generally are brought for olos. So you're allowed to sell the zecharim to buy other olos. And a kevos, which cannot be brought as olos, could then be sold also for zivchei shlamim. Udmeyem yiplu, and then the money that was acquired by selling them will fall im shar nechasav lebedek habayis. Then the money can fall for bedek habayis. In other words, they'll sell it to people who are chayiv, these karbanos, and then in such a case, the money can be used lebedek habayis. But the animals have to be brought as a carbon. Rabbi Yeshua amr zecharim atzman yikruvu olos, and a kevos yimkuru l'tzarchei zivchei shlamim. Rabbi Yeshua says that you can't even use the zecharim to be sold, but they themselves have to be brought up as karbanos. The Mefarshim, as quoted in the Yalkut Biurim, suggests that Rabbi Yoshua in general is of the opinion that when a person is magdish a behema, he intends that behema to be brought up on the Mizbeach, and that's why the Zecharim are only brought as olos. However, the Nekevos, that doesn't apply to, because his intention is to be magdish the entire animal. And since when it comes to Shlamim, they are necholim, and only the merehen are brought up to the mizbech. So in such a case, his kavana is to be magdish the domin. In contrast to the
Zachar, which is an Ola, where his intention is to be Magdish the Behema itself.
Hence, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Zacharim La'atzma Yikruvu Olos, and Nekavos Yimachru L'tzarchei Zevach Shalmim, V'yavu B'dmehem Olos. And then, with the money, the Olos are brought to Shar Nesachim, Nechasim, excuse me, and the other Nechasim Yiplu Bedek Abayis, that Rabbi Yeshua would concede falls a Bedek Abayis. Amar Rabbi Akiva Raini, Stivir Rabbi Eliezer, Medivir Rabbi Yeshua. I like Rabbi Eliezer's sheet better than Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, Hishves Midosa. Rabbi Eliezer is consistent, that he holds either everything falls a Bedek Abayis. However, Rabbi Yeshua's Chilek, Rabbi Yeshua says the behemos fall in his bech, but the Nechasim fall Lebedek Abayis. Amar Rabbi Papoyos, Rabbi Poyas says, Shemati is Divrei Shneim, I understand both of their shitas. And he explains, I'll tell you when I like each shitas. Hamakdish Beferish, if he consecrates the Behemos Beferish, if he says Behemosai Unechasai Lehegdish, so then in such a case, he's saying that it goes to Hegdish, and he doesn't spell out that it's going to Mizbeach. Presumably then, it's logical, like Rabbi Eliezer, that it goes to Bedek Habayis. However, Vamagdish Stam, if he doesn't say he just say Nichsai Hegdish, so then in such a case he doesn't mention the Behemos at all. So then in such an instance, Kedivrei Rabbi Yeshua, I understand Rabbi Yeshua that his intention is not to make the Behemos Hegdish of Bedek Habayis, but rather the Behemos, the intention is to go to the Mizbeach. Misha continues, Hamagdish Nichosov, if you consecrate your items, your property, and they have things that are royal gam mizbeach. For example, yenos wine, shmonim, oils, va'oifos, and birds. Rabbi Eliezer, yimachul etzarchayis amin. You sell them for the same type of min. V'yavu b'dmei and olos unashar nechasim yiplu lebedek habayis. And the value is used for a carbon ola, and everything else falls lebedek habayis. The reason why you don't bring themselves an ola, for example, the carbon ofos, as an ola, the Gemara will say that this is based on a drasha. According to what we had seen from Rabbi Eliezer beforehand, one would have thought that they could go directly as a karban. However, the Gemara will have a drasha later on to teach us this halacha. Let's Beis Hashem begin that holy Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hamagdish Nechasov. We learned in our Mishnah, someone's Magdish. What was he Magdish? His Nechasov. We have to fill in what's missing in the Mishnah. V'hoi ben dvorim ruim l'karban ha-sibur. And there were things that roi l'karban ha-sibur. So we had a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai of whether these could be used directly for payment for workers, says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ketores. Our discussion on Mishnah was that he was Magdish Ketores. Amar Rabbi Hoshea Tipoter, we could also infer, Be'uman, we're talking about an artisan, Michel Beis Haftinas, that was working in the room called Beis Haftinas. Sheinoto B'schar Ketores. In such a case, he'd be able to take the schar from the Ketores, because he's crushing the Ketores in the Beis Haftinos, where they prepared the Ketores. The Mefarshim explained that there's actually a machlokis over here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hoshea in the following way. Do we consider, as our Mishnah described, Dvarim Ru'uyin Lekarbanos, something that was ground in the Dvar Chulin is no longer possible for Hegdish? So Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Rabbi Hoshea is disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan when he says, no, here you're giving it to the Uma Michel Beis Haftinos, and he's going to crush it, and then it's going to be sold back according to Ben Azai to the Migdash, and it could be used in the Migdash because it was crushed specifically in the Beis Haftinos. If it would not be crushed in the Beis Haftinos, then the halacha would be different. As far as the Shita Ben Azai, the Gemara now fleshes out why Ben Azai says it has to be sold to the Migdash, and it can't be used as payment to the artisan. Ma time to Ben Azai, she'ein a hegdish mischal al malacha, ela al hamos. Hegdish cannot go out to chulin. His chalel means for it to go out to chulin, vis-a-vis malacha. In other words, you cannot say, I'm transferring the kedusha of the ktores in lieu, it's no longer going to have hegdish in lieu of malacha. Ben Azai says that is not acceptable. What must be done, as was elucidated in our Mishnah, he needs to first give the money to the Uman, and then the Uman has the Kedusha of the Ketores being transferred onto the money, as described in our Mishnah. We learn in our Mishnah, as our Gemara continues, the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, in regards to someone who is just Magdish his Nechasim, and he has Behemos that would be kosher to be brought, are those behemoths viewed as Bedek Habayis or Dafka to the Mizbeach? Rabbi Yoshua said that the Zecharim had to be brought to the Mizbeach. Taman Taninan, we learned in Meseches Tmura, Daf Lamed Aleph, Yesh Bekotche Abayis, Shestam Hegdeshos, LeBedek Abayis. There are things that are sanctified for the Bedek Abayis, that if you are Magdish Stam, they go to the Bedek Abayis, as we're about to flesh out. Give examples then. Hegdish Bedek Abayis Chal Al Kol. Hegdish Bedek Abayis applies and takes effect on all items. Umolim bigudulein. And if it has growths that come out, for example, a chicken that has an egg, mi'ila applies to them. Ve'ein ba'en hanoya l'kohanim. And there's no hanoya l'kohanim, in contrast to kodshei mizbeach. In such a case, those things that are brought up to the mizbeach, the kohanim either eat them, or even in case of ola, they're able to use their hides. Rabbi Hananya points out, the Gemara continues, that this position works in consonance with Rabbi Lezer and not with the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. Let's see that inside and explain. I'm Rabbi Hananya, to Rabbi Lezer he. This halacha that we learned, that animals that are roi lekarbon belong to bedek habayis, that follows the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. If a person consecrates his possessions, and amongst them are a behema that's roi l'mizbeach, zecharim u'nekevas, whether males or females, Rabbi Lezer amr zecharim yimachu l'tzarchi os, nekevas yimachu l'tzarchi zivchei shlam. So they're sold, and the karbonos, the animals themselves, are not brought as karbonos, but rather monies are used for a karbonos type of purpose. And what we mean by that is that they're used, the animals are sold. It might not have been clear just now. Just to clarify, the animals are sold, but the monies could be used lebedek habayis. Now this is in contrast to the position of Rabbi Yoshua that we had learned in the Mishnah, that the animals themselves are not sold, and the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to use it not for bedek habayis, nor sell it, but rather it's supposed to be used for kodshei mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, time of the Rabbi Lezer, the logic of Rabbi Lezer who says that even a behema roi l'mizbeach, if a person is mekadesh, magdishit, is that it has to be does not have to be used for a carbon, but rather it could be sold in the money used for bedek habayis, because the pasuk says, v'ishki yagdish es beis ha'kodesh l'ashem. If a person consecrates his house, kodesh l'ashem, and then the pasuk continues and goes on to describe, in vayikra chav zayin yudalid, kasher yaruch oso, kain ha'kohen kain yakum. They evaluate it, and then the value is used. So we see that we focus on the value, and it's going to be sold. Now, what type of case are we talking about? If we're talking about he consecrated his possessions. Hence, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that Stam Hakdeshes go lebedek habayis. Amar Rabbi Zira. Now, Rabbi Zira is going to give us another explanation of the machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Up until now, we've assumed that there's this broad machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Anytime a person consecrates an animal that is roi l'mizbeach, whether it's considered lebedek habayis and it could be sold and the money used for bedek habayis, or the animal has to be brought as a karbon, as Rabbi Yoshua had argued. Upcoming Amoraim are going to limit this machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. I'm Rabbi Zira, Rav Chana, b'shem Rav, b'ma pligin. When did we have this machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? B'magdish nechasav. That's only if a person consecrated all of his property. Then we have a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, as we elaborate above. Abo b'magdish edra. But what happens if he says, I'm consecrating the animals of my flock? Then even Rabbi Eliezer would agree. Kol alma moda shulam mizbeach. Then in such a case that it has to go to the mizbeach, then everybody agrees that at least the males, as we discussed before, there must be a difference between the males and the females, or there is a difference between the males and the females, that has to go to mizbeach, and even Rabbi Eliezer agrees. There's a different approach now from Rabbi Bo. Rabbi Bo Rav Chana b'shem Rabbi Maplegin b'magdish edro. That when he's magdish edro, so then in such a case, there is a machlokas Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer would hold that even then it goes lebedek habayis. Avol b'magdish nechasav. But if a person is magdish his nechasav, and amongst them are animals, then even Rabbi Yoshua would agree. Kol alma moedishu lebedek habayis. Everybody would agree in such a case that it goes to the bedek habayis. The Gemara now asks on the second opinion on Rabbi Bo. Al dalit de Rabbi Zeira nicha. I understand, according to Rabbi Zeira, what the Machlokes Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua is. However, v'kashal de Rabbi Bo, you could ask the following question, Rabbi Bo. Behema lo l'mizbeachi? Is the behema not roi l'mizbeach that he says that it's a dover pashut, that once you're magdish nechasim automatically, that the halacha is that even according to Rabbi Lezer, it doesn't go to the mizbeach? The Gemara answer is no, you're right. Rabbi Bo is going to say like this, it's true that in general, behema is mizbeach, that Rabbi Bo would hold. Behema l'mizbeachi. However, v'lama sasam ha'ish hazeh, shu ki omer lo yiyeh el lebedek habayis. This guy didn't emphasize that he wants it to go to Mizbeach, and it's as if he redirected it to the Bedek HaBayis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with all the above Amaroyim. Lo Yishanya, he amakdish nechasav, he amakdish idroi, he amachloikis. We have a machloikis in all instances between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and the chilukim that the previous Amaroyim made in the last few minutes, the last six or seven lines, Rabbi Yochanan does not accept. The Gemara now begins a new topic. Now we're going to discuss a carbon that is a tamim, or more precisely, it hasn't been brought yet as a carbon, but a behema, that was designated for the Mikdash, for Bedek HaBayis. It was a carbon tamim, and then something happened. Rav Chuna, b'shem Rav Avua, b'shitz Rav Yochanan, kadesh shei Bedek HaBayis, shepodon tmima. It was sanctified for Bedek HaBayis, and then it was redeemed as a tamim. It still didn't have a blemish. Yatza lechulin. In such a case, it can go out to chulin. And then it could be used for all chulin, and then it's mutter begizav avoda, etc. Even though the halacha is in tmura on daf lamed gimel amud beis that someone who is matpis tmimim lebedek habayis, he should be poded only for mizbech. But if bidiavad, he does it for chulin, the mefarshim explain, in such a case, is according to Pirush Rabbeinu Meshulam, the halacha is that it bidyevet takes effect, and then it has all dinei chulin. Masnisa amarkan, and this fits into a mishnah in chulin on kuf lamed amar alpha, as well as in bechoros. V'ladon v'chalavin mutar l'achar pidyon, and that the halacha is that the offspring and its milk are mutar l'achar pidyon, even for chulin. The Gemara now explains that this din sometimes has limitations. Not every time that you're poda does it automatically go to chulin. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chizda tipater shepodan tmimin v'humamu. That this halach applies when he redeemed it when it was a tamim, and then in such a case it got a mum. Humam means that it received a mum. However, if it did not receive a mum, then in such a case Rabbi Yochanan would say that it does not go to chulin. Then it's going to be Aser Begiza Vavoda. Period. Second line from the top on Yud Beis and Beis. Rabbi Yosef Hashem Rav Chizda Masni Amru Kain. They point out that that's the Farish Mishnah. Vladim Vechalavan Aser La'achar Pidyonan. That there's another Mishnah that says that's Aser La'achar Pidyonan. What's the answer? It depends on whether there is a mum or not. Now the Gemara brings a Shita that's Cholek on Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda B'Shem Rabbi Yosef. Even if it was padan tmimin, it does go to chulin. In Tamar, if you're going to say lo yatsu lechulin, that if it doesn't have a mum, it doesn't go out to chulin, then I have a strong question on you. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yosi asks, heyach kodshe mizbeach cholin al kodshe bedek habayis. How could you say it doesn't go out lechulin? The halacha is that we have the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that the Zecharim are Yumachru Letzarche Olos, and the Kevim Yumachru Letzarche Shlamim. Now, if we're going to say it assumes still its status of Bedek Abayis up until it gets a Mum, so then you're ending up using something that was originally designated for Bedek Abayis as Kodshei Mizbeach. And the Gemara in Tmura on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says you can't be Mishanim Mikedusha Likedusha. The Gemara answers, "Ba'mele mumin kachem mizbeach cholin alehen." When we're talking, now this is an expression. Ba'mele mumin refers to bedek habayis. Kachem mizbeach can take effect on bedek habayis. In what way? Laida mila, for what thing? Legiza v'avoda, that you're allowed to give it a higher status of kedusha that you can't do giza v'avoda, and hence it can be used for kachem mizbeach as well. Hence, there's no raya to the position of Rabbi Chizkiya that kodshei Bedek Habayis cannot go out l'chulin. Now we put a big period over here, and our Gemara is going to connect to this position of Rabbi Yoshua, but really it's a new topic. We learned in a brisa, Hifrish Nikeval Olaso, if a person separates a female animal for an Ola, Ula Pischa, or for a Karm Pesach, Vula Hashamo, and all of these three things, an Ola, a Pesach, and an Asham, all have to be a Zachar. So the halacha is Osa Tmura, that if a person decides to transfer the Kedushas Pesach onto another animal from this Nikeva, which actually was called the Pesach but cannot be brought as a Karm Pesach, it does do Tmura. Reb Shimon Omer, lo olasa osa tmura, it does tmura for an ola, but pisco shama ain't osa tmura, but does not do tmura for a pesach and a shlamin. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, mishum Reb Shimon, lo olasa lo pisco shama ain't osa tmura, it doesn't do tmura in all those cases. Amar Reb Yochanan, time of the Reb Shimon, what is the rationale of Reb Shimon? Shechem atzinu nekeva v'of ksheira, lavo ola, that there is a case where a nekeva of an oaf is kosher to be brought as an ola. There is no halacha of tamus and zachrus ba'ofa. So once we see that there is this idea, so then in such a case that there isn't tamus zachrus ba'ofos, so then that will tell us that there is some significance of kedusha, even though technically this behema cannot be brought as a karbon, but we see that it's not entirely mufka, an ola from the nekeva, because a olas of can be brought as a nekeva. The Gemara now continues elaborating on the Shita Reb Shimon ben Yehuda that says that neither for an Ola nor for a Pesach or for an Asham, if a Nekeva is designated, can that Nekeva be Nitfas for a Tmura if somebody attempts to transfer that status onto another animal? And the reason it won't work is because a Pesach, an Asham, and an Ola are not Ro'ui if they're a Nekeva. They can't be brought as a Nekeva. Rabbi Yochanan elaborates. From Rabbi Yochanan, time to Rabbi Shua ben Yehuda, the rationale of Shimon ben Yehuda, im b'min b'mino hu chaluk, the Gemara will explain in a moment, if he disagrees when we're talking about one min with another, and that refers to, as the Gemara will discuss in further detail, if you have a carbon asham, that's the right min, but you're bringing it at its wrong age. So nevertheless, in such a case, you cannot create tumura. Kol shekei min b'sheinu minu. As we elaborated, this appears in Tmura on Daf Yutesam Beis. Asham ben Shana, if there was a carbon Asham that's supposed to be 1 year old, Vehevi ben Shtaim, and he brought a 2 year old. For example, this the Torah describes for Asham Nazir or Metzairah. Or ben Shtaim, which is what the Torah describes for Asham Gzela Me'ilan Shifcha Charufa. And he brings Vevi ben Shalish, and he brings a 3 year old, Lo Yatza, then in such a case it doesn't work. So that's called a min b'mino as not being acceptable. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shnehem Amru Davar Echad. Now this is why the Gemara brought up these halachos of Tmura. This line is a critical line. Says Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbi Shimon, the Shita Rabbi Shimon that we discussed above, that means Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda that says that Eina Mafrish Nekeva Osa Tmura, and Rabbi Yoshua that we learned in our Mishnah that says that an animal that is Roy L'Mizbeach cannot be used for Bedek Bayis, they're saying the same Shita. How? Kamad Rabbi Yoshua Amar Nekeva Lo'ola Lo Kidsha Ela Hegdish Dam. Just like we had learned that Rabbi Yoshua said that the Nekeva cannot be brought for an Ola, and for that reason it doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeach, in contrast to the Zachar that we learned that according to Rabbi Yoshua, it has to be brought as a Karbon. But Nekeva does not because it's not Roi. Ken Rabbi Shimon Amar, Nekeva La'ola, Lo Kidja Lehegdish Damim. So too, when it comes to a Nekeva, that if someone consecrated Karbon Pesach, for example, as a Nekeva, or as an Ola, so then in such a case, Tmura can't be done on it because it only has Hegdish Damin. In Temar, Kodsha Kedushas Haguf, because if you would say that according to Rabbi Shimon Yehuda has Kedushas Haguf, then in such a case, Yiru, then it should be able to and be required, not only be able to, but be required to pasture until it gets a mum and then be sold. The fact that we don't say that indicates to us that only has hegdish damim. And that's the same thing that we had seen even according to Rabbi Yoshua when it comes to an akeva. Now, after the Gemara has shown that Rabbi Yoshua by Nekeva has a similar shita to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda in regards to Nekeva, the Gemara goes back to the Shaila of Tmura when it comes to a Karban Pesach of a Nekeva. Amar Rabbi. Now here, it is quite confusing. Almost all Mefarshim add three important letters. Ein. Amar Rabbi, Ein ani roes div Rabbi Shimon ben Pesach. I do not understand the position of Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Pesach, where he says that if you have a Nekeva that is designated as a Pesach, which is inappropriate, the Tmura would not be Chal because it's an inappropriate Karban Pesach. Why don't I agree with that? Shamoser Pesach b'shlamim. Because halacha is that a leftover Karban Pesach is brought as a Shlamim. Now, Karban Shlamim is kosher as a Keva. So once it's kosher as a Nekeva, we see that Karban Pesach at times has the potential to be a Nekeva when it's a Moser Pesach. Asks the Gemara, but then he could have taken it further. The same should be said in regards to Asham as well. Shamoser Asham Ba'ola, because leftover Asham can be brought as an Ola. And an Ola can be brought when it's in a Keva, because an Ola of an Ola Sa'of, as we mentioned earlier. Amar Rabbi Yavin. Rabbi Yavin says there's a distinction between the two. Im Higdish Pesach Ba'shlamim. Gufo Krav Shlamim. If he consecrated a Pesach, it could be brought in its guf as a shlamim. Im higdish asham, but if he consecrates as an asham, ba'ola, even though it could be brought as an ola, ein gufa karev ola. Its guf is not brought as an ola, but rather it pastures, it gets a mum, and then the money is used to buy an ola. Hence, in the cheftza of the animal, in the identity of the animal, it doesn't have any quality of being a carbon whatsoever when it's in a keva, and hence an asham cannot do tmura. The Tanakhama, though, had disagreed. The Tanakhama had said that even someone who's mafresh in a keva for an asham also could do tmura. Makedon, what is his logic? Says the Gemara, this Tanakhama holds hegdish damim kadosh, that the hegdish damim, that since it has the damim of an ola, and that could be of an akeva, that has significance. Vahein Amar Hegdish Gufo Kaddish. And Rebbe disagrees and says that only the Kedushas Haguf can do Tmura and not the Kedushas Domin. The Gemara continues and it discusses what we learned in our Mishnah, that someone's Magdish Nechasav Vahayiben Behem Aruyal Gabi Mizbeach Zechar Munikevos. We had a Machloikis between Rebbe Yoshua and Rebbe Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua was of the opinion that the Zechar Matzram have to be bought as Olos. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zir Mishem, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, time to Rabbi Yeshua. What is the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda? Or Rabbi Yeshua? Pasuk says, Dabar el Aaron vel Bonu vel Kol Bnei Yisrael, Martalim, Ishish mi Beis Yisrael, Sheyakriv Vashem lo'oyla, Hakol Krav lo'oyla. Whether you're Magdish, you're Nechasim, and you're Behema, or whether you're not, in all cases, Hakol is brought as an Ola, and as we mentioned on Amud Aleph, according to many, it doesn't make a difference whether you're Magdish Nechasim or you're Magdish Edro. Lertzon Chem Tamim Zachar. That applies for a Tamim Zachar. However, Minayin Afilu Nekevos, how do we know that this halacha applies even when it comes to Nekevos? That we learned that you sell the Nekevos and its money is brought for an Ola, and you don't use it for Bedek Habayis. Talmud Lomer Ba'Bakar L'Rabos Nekevos. That's coming to include Nekevos that also has a din. The Damim has Kedushas Mizbeach. Rabbi Yitzchak Bei Rabbi Eliezer Shoal, he asked the following Kashik Siv, Zachar Va'at Amrit Ba'Bakar L'Rabos Nekevos. Here you're saying that even though it says Zachar, Ba'Bakar comes to include Nekevos with the Kavasak Siv, and you have a similar type of case where it says Tamim. That seems to be that it's been ma'at mulim at amrit babakar l'rabos bali mumin, and you should say that when it says babakar means to include bali mumin to mitigate and even possibly negate the previous drasha. And if that's so then what are you going to do? You're going to say that just like babakar mitigates zachar, so too say babakar mitigates tamim, and you're going to say that bali mumin are kosher. So therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak didn't accept this drasha. My Beinayon, what's the difference between these drushes? And therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak rejected it. The Gemara responds, Rav Amar, Shifta Dechadita Beinayon. There is a obvious difference between them. The shifta, this expression of the shifta dekatka, is a rod that was used by the weavers to differentiate between string, and just like you could differentiate between string, so too you could differentiate what's the difference between them. And the drasha would not be the same type of drasha, just like Babakar would come to include Nekeva and mitigate the learning of Zachar, we would not go so far as to say that Babakar mitigate the learning of Tamim and say that even a Bali Mum would be kosher. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Yud Beis in Maseches Shkolim.